Okay, now in this lesson, we're gonna tie everything we've just talked about together. And what I want you to do is make sure that you are using this process consistently so that you can get momentum. So there's a video titled The 30-Day Roadmap, and that shows you some strategies that I want you to be working on for your first 30 days. And this is gonna be a culmination of you using this routine that I've put together, the same routine that I've been using for the past 6 years to build my career. I used this routine when I had a full-time job, when I didn't have a bunch of time to write, when sometimes I only had an hour or a half an hour to write, but I used it to consistently publish every day. I use this to have a wellspring of ideas that I can continue to draw upon in the future, and so that every time I sit down that I have something to work on. So here's how the process works. Here's how you should be scheduling out your time. Again, nothing is going to magically give you the super level of commitment, but I've given you everything else. I've given you every piece of the puzzle, and I'm giving you the framework, but you still have to insert your body, your fingers onto the keyboard, and do this. So one thing I do is I make sure to write at roughly the same time every single day. You have to choose a time block for yourself to do the work. This is going to help you to create momentum. This is going to help you create discipline. This is going to help you build a habit. So let's say your time block is a half an hour. Let's say your time block is an hour. You're going to spend an hour every single day working on your writing. Doesn't mean you have to have everything published every single day. Doesn't mean that you have to do writing, editing, and publishing all in one session. You can kind of work through that system how you want to, but you have to be spending a consistent time block working on your writing. So at minimum, I would like to see you do things Monday through Friday. You have some sort of time block where you're working on your writing. I understand weekends can be hectic, things like that, but Monday through Friday is a good pattern of discipline. Bonus points, if you can carve out extra time on the weekends, especially if you have a job, that's something that I did that really worked well for me and helped me kind of accelerate my results. But you want to choose the same time block, and what you want to commit to is that regardless of what happens during your time block, you are not going to judge yourself. You are going to give yourself a mental pat on the back for sitting there and doing your session regardless of how long it takes or regardless of how you feel while it happens. So if you go through and you're there for an hour and you kind of write a draft and you really don't think it's that good, or you're doing the research, you really don't think it's that good, and you're just not feeling it, but you sat there for an hour and you didn't do anything else, you didn't check your social media, didn't check your phone, you didn't go make a snack, you didn't go clean your room, you didn't go do the laundry, you sat there for your time block. That is the goal. Now what that's going to do, it's going to create a subconscious signal in your mind that tells you that you are somebody who is at minimum sitting down to do some sort of writing routine. You have some sort of strategy, and that's building a positive feedback loop in your head. Okay, so that's step one, commit to your time block. For me, my routine is pretty similar every single day, and this is a routine I usually do to get everything done from start to finish. So for me, what I'll do, and this first part is gonna be a non-negotiable part of your strategy, is to be writing down 10 headline ideas every single day. So every single day, you start your routine with 10 ideas. You write down your 10 ideas. Now, usually for me, what I'll end up doing is I'm pretty reliable with my headlines to the point where I'll pick an idea that I want to work on, probably from one of the 10 that I've put together. Or if that doesn't work and really I wasn't feeling any of the 10 that I wrote, I go back in my journal and I look at all the different ideas I'll put together. So sometimes I'll look back in my journal from 2 weeks ago and I'll see that there was an idea that was kind of like on the tip of my tongue back then 2 weeks ago when I wrote it. But now some of like the life experiences that I've had or some of the things I've read or learned kind of make that idea click, and it kind of resonates with me more, right? So now when I sit down and I have a massive back catalog of ideas to draw from, then I could say, oh, here's what I want to probably pick on working on today, right? So that's what I do. Then I go through, I do my mind map, I do my outline, I write the first draft, and then I go through, do the three-step editing system, and then I publish the article. Now, it doesn't necessarily always end up like that. Sometimes, I always do the 10 ideas, but sometimes I might just get through with the first draft, feel mentally kind of taxed, and then the next morning or the next time I work on the article, I'll do the 10 ideas to start the day to keep building that idea well, but then maybe I'll just do editing for that time block, right? So you don't have to necessarily publish every day. You could be doing writing one day, editing the next, writing one day, editing the next, writing one day, editing the next. So then by the end of the week, you weren't necessarily writing every day, but you were always working on writing, and that got you roughly 3 articles that you were ready to go out and publish. So that's the routine I use, and that's the same routine that I want you to use. Don't get cute. All of these things are going to come together if you put yourself into a strategy, into a pattern, into a routine. So when you get to the medium roadmap section that talks about what you need to do for your first 30 days, it's going to have things like choosing the time of day that you want to write, choosing the length of time that you want for your time block, choosing the amount of articles you want to get done per week, giving you some process goals that are going to help you move forward. But nothing can replace you sitting down to do the routine. So take everything that you've learned so far from the audience research, from the pre-work, from the headlines, from the introductions, the body, the conclusion, the mind mapping, the outline, this whole thing, and put this together into a routine that you can do every single day and repeat that routine over and over again. So that's pretty much the process. So as you'll see in the future, I'm going to be continuing to add more advanced wrinkles. You're going to learn new writing tricks. You're going to learn new techniques. I have my bag of tricks that I'm continually adding to. I have blog posts, blueprints, and frameworks that you can use to be more successful. All that stuff is going to be coming down the line. So what the process is going to look like now is you going through, doing the roadmap, consistently publishing, and then using some of the other source material in the course to eventually start to weave in some of those other techniques. And I'll explain how to do that in another lesson. But that's the process. That's what I want you to work on. If you have any comments or questions, let me know below in the comments. Let me know in the Slack group. We'll talk about all that stuff together. But that is the basic blueprint and formula that you can use to start writing, publishing, and thriving on Medium.